Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Damn the weather. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in the studio today, but the weather here in Central Florida has dealt us an interesting set of cards today, because we have no phone lines. We cannot connect with all the people we have scheduled to be on the show today.
Which actually cuts our listening audience by 75%.
Exactly.
Because most people hear the show
because
while
they're on
hold,
it.
While on hold waiting to get on the air.
Oh, good point. Never thought of it that way. But
so
but
instead,
we do
of having,
have,
instead of having seven people listening today, we will have our regular three.
This is true. All right, so we have in the studio,
and
Bill,
four
the producer.
Of us are in the studio.
Yeah. And we've recruited the big guns. I have Jimmy the Bubble Boy. I have CJ the Diver.
The big guns, yeah.
Yeah.
Where?
And what do you mean? No, you guys are going to have to step up.
You noticed I've been today. Working out.
You have. You look quite buff.
No, I'm kidding. I know.
Yeah, you don't.
Really. No, he's just in the buff.
It's always next week.
It's always next week for you, too?
I'm going to hit the gym next week.
Yeah. Well, we do have Patrick from the World of Boating. He's going to help us out today as well. And he's actually...
His primary responsibility is to lift heavy things.
Well, and to operate Tony the Mermaid Muppet today. So Patrick is her escort. You know, if you didn't hear about this, last week we debuted a new character on Scuba Radio. Tony the Mermaid Muppet. Yeah, because, you know, this whole mermaid thing that we have on the show has kind of exploded on us a little bit. It's become bigger
most
than
every
life.
Most every week we have to wipe off bits of mermaid before I go home because my wife gets very nervous.
Okay, I don't know what to think of that.
By the way, the mermaids get paid scale.
Oh my God!
And their tops are seashells, of course.
You know what's amazing? That little Muppet—is it a puppet or a Muppet?
We haven't quite. It looks
Tony,
much out
it's yet. Tony the Muppet Mermaid.
It looks exactly like her.
Yeah,
same color, tail, and everything.
It actually—is
that a custom
think,
deal or
well,
was where do you get that?
It's just a Muppet, but actually, it's a voodoo doll.
So really,
you go poke it, and she will feel everything.
I'm married.
Well,
Greg.
That would explain the stains.
Well, I'm just saying, it has been given some kind
Jimmy
of New Orleans type juju to.
That's right.
To keep the mermaids in line, at least I haven't figured out if it only will affect Tony or the entire Scuba Radio pod.
Now, what's the difference?
We're going to use this Muppet to keep our Scuba Radio mermaids in line.
May I point something out?
Okay.
And just to throw this out there, have you ever had any positive experience controlling the mermaid pod?
No, that's why we're going to Muppet.
We've only had
control.
We've only had the Muppet for a week, and you haven't even tried to control the mermaids.
No, I've been trying all week. Trust me.
Well, maybe Patrick has it. Maybe he can control them because Greg doesn't really.
All right, yeah.
It's on Patrick. It's like he's holding it.
Right. So that tickle on her backside right now, that's Patrick, not me.
Exactly.
Anyone
so
else?
You're clean.
Yes.
Now, what's the difference between juju and mojo?
Oh, they're one and the same. They're interchangeable.
I don't know. Bill's.
I don't know.
You can't make beads out of mojo.
Mojo beads?
Yeah, and I don't think you can get Mr. Juju Beans Rising.
Hmm.
You can get Mr. Mojo Rising.
Hey,
though.
Can you have juju chicken? That's mojo. I'm hungry.
Food
what the hell's the matter with you people? Well, anyway, we do have the Mermaid Muppet to save us because, you know.
To save us.
Yeah, because.
Save us.
You know, I had all these interviews set up for today, and now I have nothing except a Muppet.
I will take Tony the Mermaid Muppet to block, please.
Now, do we have a picture of her for the website?
Oh, more than one.
Yeah, it's on Facebook.
And in fact,
we haven't put this stuff at scubaradio.com yet because we haven't decided what the hell to do with it.
I believe that Greg's icon.
Profile picture
yeah. is actually Greg.
Oh, I see it now.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being consumed by Tony the Muppet Mermaid.
Yeah, Tony the Muppet Mermaid has her own Facebook page and has already become 10 times more popular than myself or Scuba Radio. And pretty much 90% of the general population.
You know what? The only thing we don't have?
What?
That we can make the Tony the Muppet Mermaid overtake of World of Boating and Scuba Radio complete by getting her into a ball gag. So we can get that
what?
Video up
I
there.
I beg your pardon?
Excuse me. Yeah, what? That was just bad.
That's check
a
out
great
YouTube
picture.
And at Rudolph the Red Nose. Yeah, Rudolph the Ball Gagged Reindeer. Check that on YouTube.
Heck is matter with Bill.
Yeah, Bill, say hi.
Have you been drinking?
We just veered off into a strange land.
Yes. You know what?
The land where World of Boating is popular.
The next move on the whole Muppet landscape is a Bill the Producer doll. I think we're going to need
I love it.
We're going to need
a
voodoo
white athletic sock.
With a hole in it.
Yes.
Yes, it'll be a sock puppet. And
which well that's
the world's fattest sock puppet.
That's appropriate, because couldn't you like steep tea through that?
You could.
You had to.
Good point.
Someone held a gun to your head and said, make tea! Here's a sock!
There's a little Scuba Radio logo on the side of the sock, too.
Sure. I'm always thinking.
One of those little socks
always
that
marketing.
We used to have to give out.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is a point in time when Scuba Radio had little socks to give out.
This is what you're going to get today when we have no phone lines.
God,
so,
I missed. I'm
let me apologize
the
now.
So badly.
I do have some stories, some items that we have to get across today because... This is one of the few times I'm going to be in the studio. I'm getting ready to hit the road again, and I'm actually going to Tennessee to dive all the hot spots in Tennessee.
The hot springs.
The huge mega dive sites that they have in Tennessee. I'm going to get to all of them next week and report to you firsthand right here on Okay, there aren't any. That I'm aware of. Maybe I'll go there and find out there are some and then kick myself that I didn't bring my dive gear, but I'm not diving next week. I'm doing a little family thing.
You just faked us right out.
Okay, it's counseling.
I was with you.
I'm not going to lie. It's counseling. I'm checking into rehab.
There's probably an abandoned mine filled with water.
Rehab for right? what?
Talking to puppets. Okay, no, it's more of a therapy kind of thing. Okay, yeah, I admit it. It's a fat farm. Look at me.
No, you're not fat.
Oh, okay.
It's a funny farm.
Okay, that's true.
They teach you how to be funny?
I don't know.
We all need to go.
Martha's Quarry is in Tennessee, and it's considered one of the top five dive sites of Tennessee.
Okay.
It has a three-story house in it.
Well, then, I spoke
you could live there.
Oh, by the way, Bill looks like he's really smart, but, you know, he steps away for a few seconds to check the computer out, type in Tennessee and dive. Didn't you, Bill? Didn't you?
Of course I did.
That's what producers do.
That's right.
That always sounds so smart.
I produce things
mm-hmm.
from nothing. It's what's brought to me. Nothing is brought to me. I produce something.
Kind of like when I have broccoli, I produce gas.
Exactly.
He's like Chris
That's
Angel.
Not nothing, though, my friend.
That's methane.
Yeah. It's,
woo! All right, anyway, so that's what I got next week. And then I head off to Grenada for a rebreather course with Aquanauts Grenada, Peter and Glenda. And we're going to work the silent diving rebreather system. That is going to be a blast. A week of intense training to learn how to be like the fishes with no bubbles.
Hold on one second.
Except the ones coming out of my shorts. But that goes back to the whole broccoli thing.
So you're going to go to this Tennessee and dive all of the popular dive sites in Tennessee. There are three.
There are three.
Martha's
I didn't know
Quarry
about them
the top five.
Until right now.
Hey,
so
boy.
I'm already packed. I don't have my dive here, so I'll have to skip them. But I'll try to find out about them.
Okay.
But then I'm going on a rebreather course in Grenada for a week. Sweet.
So
it's going to be cool.
Hold on. I'm just trying to do some math in my head here.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean you're going to be in Grenada for the 4th of July?
I am.
Well, that seems pretty reasonable of you.
Yeah,
to be
because,
in another country on the 4th of July. What are you, a communist kid?
No, we're going
to
shoot off fireworks and
welcome
go
to the House Un-American USA. Activities
USA. And I think, I don't know what you, what do they do in Grenada on July 4th?
Well, I don't know. Peter and Galinda.
I believe they burn America.
Well, they're German, so
yes.
they'll probably celebrate.
Right, stick you out on Das Boot.
No, they'll say, here, let's have a beer.
Yolos.
It's a holiday in the States. Okay, time to drink some beer. I'm like, okay.
B-I-E-R.
Every time I go and see them in Grenada, every single day seems to be some holiday in around the world.
See,
it's like
that,
5 o'clock somewhere.
You know
type
what?
Thing.
That's living for today, and that's what we should all do.
Yes.
Celebrate the now.
Right. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to celebrate, but we're going to actually learn how to rebreathe.
That's an Aquanaut Grenada.
Yeah, and then it's off to Dominica. More on that next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good, good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha, oh yeah, into Inagua, make that thing to Long Island. All around the Grand Bahama, and Walker's King. So come go with me. Come on.
Come on, everybody. Hey,
everybody, let me hear you.
It's a party in here today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah.
Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Yo, 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 yo.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in the process of trying to upload a new little ditty for Mermaid the or Tony the Mermaid Muppet to our Facebook page. We'll see if we can get it up there. Time will tell if this works out. But, you know, we have this new mascot, this new voodoo doll mermaid Muppet that will help us keep our Scuba Radio mermaids in line. Now, Tony the Mermaid Muppet doll has her own Facebook page, And it's Tony, T-O-N-I-I, Tony with two I's, the Mermaid Muppet. Is that right, Patrick? Right? Am I saying it correctly?
That's right.
Yeah. Patrick is like the Mermaid Muppet escort.
Puppet master.
Or
you're the dive master. He's the puppet master.
Okay. Fair enough. We can go with that. Sure.
I like how she's got streaks of purple in her hair.
I think actually Patrick more appropriate would be a Mermaid Muppet Wrangler. He's the Mermaid Muppet Wrangler.
Okay.
Okay. And so anyway, we have this new Muppet.
She seems to like me.
Look at that.
Your head. It's shiny.
Better you than me, because she was posting stuff up on her Facebook page that kind of made her sound quite stalkerish to me. So it looks like she's, what is she doing?
I don't know. She's on my shoulder.
She's petting CJ's head.
And she's rubbing my head.
I think.
Oh, for luck.
For luck, right.
For luck.
It is amazing luck.
Is it really?
Yeah. It doesn't work for me. Like, I can't rub my own.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
nothing happens. But
CJ, do you have a girlfriend?
I'm married. So I don't have a girlfriend.
All right, so apparently that position's open.
Good answer. Good answer.
Nice. Well, there you go. Better you than me, CJ. Because, yeah, she
was posting. You don't have a girlfriend either.
Well, I don't. But she was posting some pretty strange, stalkerish type comments on her Facebook page this week.
I didn't see those.
And I have way too many stalkers as it is. But that is a way that I do monitor the level of success that I've had in this business.
How many stalkers?
Yes.
How many are you up to now?
One. Right. And she's made of foam and has your hair of yarn. But one's better than nothing. So I'm racking it up.
Treacherously close.
And I may have just lost it, lost my stalker to CJ. But look at him. He has a bald head. I can't compete with that.
I'm like the bald eagle.
Nice. All right, so...
all you need to do is ask her, who loves you, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, and with a lollipop.
We're going to talk about Dominica Dive Fest in just a bit. That's a week after I head over to Grenada for a rebreather class. However, we got some news stories that we can kind of pass around the room and see what you guys think about this. This is only a matter of time. What are you giving me that look for, Bill?
Instead of just giving us the news story and asking us to comment on it, you want to pass it around? Have you seen how well these people read?
Well, no, the type's really small, and I can only read a few words, so I'm going to try to, you know, fill it in. Basically, all I can read is the headline.
Very nice.
Okay, which is California diver on a mission to find Bin Laden's body.
Oh, I've got that story right here.
I saw that on the news.
Ginger Adams Otis. This is a dateline from June 12th. I've got the same story, maybe with a different byline.
Yeah.
But an eccentric California salvage diver is fishing for proof that Al-Qaeda overlord Osama bin Laden is really dead.
Yeah.
So his name's Bill Warren.
Right.
And he's going to be scouring the bottom of the North Arabian Sea to find the corpse and deliver photographic evidence that he was, in fact, killed.
Okay, yeah. So how deep is that, and how does this guy have a chance in hell of... I mean, it's like...
Well, it's your typical EMT body recovery, as far as...
Not really.
Oh, yeah, I guess not.
No. Now, Warren, who claims he's discovered more than 200 wrecks, is confident that he can find the body, and he's doing it because he says, number one, first and foremost, I am a patriotic American.
And two, because he's crazy.
Number two is he wants to know the truth. And number three, I'm doing it for the world. And number four is... absolutely bat poop insane.
Okay. All right. I don't know if he said that himself, but...
he's going to spend... Guess how much money he's going to spend on this search. Just guess. Just take a shot in the dark guess.
$1.3 million.
$2.95. A map.
We've gone high. We've gone low.
Somebody might want to tell him the last search cost a little bit more and took about 10 years.
Well, there is that. But this one's motionless. This one's not hiding out. And the currents. Pakistanis aren't helping.
What about currents?
$800,000.
That's much closer.
Really?
Much closer. $400,000.
That's a hell of a cost for a map.
And he's going to rent a ship in India that's going to cost him $10,000 a day, plus a remote control sub, which, and I think he got a bargain on this, just $1,000 a day.
Okay.
Was this paid for by the stimulus package, Bill?
I don't believe so. This was paid for by... he's a superhero. Captain Dipstick. Ladies and gentlemen, now entering the building, Captain Dipstick! I know his alias, Bill Warren.
Okay, all right.
59-year-old doofus.
Hmm. Captain Dipstick.
Right? Well, he is from California.
Now, and I want you to hear his defense.
Good point. That's his defense. I'm from California. What do you expect?
There are little nuts over there.
Yeah.
Not to generalize.
Mm-hmm.
He has a Russian girlfriend, and she tells me that over there, in intelligence circles, just so we understand, Bill Warren claims that his girlfriend is familiar with intelligence circles in Russia.
I bet she is.
They don't believe Bin Laden's really dead.
Yeah.
Now, his feeling is that the Obama administration should have released the photo like we did with Billy the Kid, John Dillinger, or even Saddam Hussein. So that's his feeling. Although we released the body of Saddam Hussein after a trial where he was...
beaten with a shoe.
I don't think... no. No, he was killed. He was executed after a trial.
Right.
This one here, we kind of didn't give him a trial. We kind of...
gotcha.
We put a gun in his mouth and said, here, try this.
Or shot him from across the room. But regardless, we killed him.
Well.
It's a little different.
I think he's dead. What do you guys think? He's got to be. Otherwise, it would look so bad if he pops up somewhere alive.
I think they've put him on the set of where they filmed the moon landing.
Maybe. That's evidently what Bill thinks.
Or the video for Moonwalker.
Moonwalker, yeah. Texas Ranger?
No. Yeah.
But if Bill can't find him,
Moonraker.
Then that's probably what he's going to say. It's like he's on the moon.
That's what he's going
to say. He's on the moon landing
movie
set.
How long do you have to search and not find him before you say he's not there?
Right, exactly. That's my
point. For me, 45 minutes.
Okay, fair enough.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
First radio show devoted to diving. Hey, we were supposed to do several interviews today, but we have no phone lines because the weather, and I don't know if we got hit by lightning, but our phone lines are down, so we can't do any of the interviews we had scheduled today. And there is a new book. I want to give a little shout out to the folks that have written a book called The Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette. And right before we went on the air, I pretty much blew that one right out of the water because we cleared our throats. It probably wouldn't be the type of thing you'd want to do on a dive boat. But this little booklet by Debbie and Dennis Jacobson gives you some guidelines and tips of things of what you should not do as a diver. And we're going to reschedule and have those folks on here in a few weeks. But if you do a little Google search online for the Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette, I'm sure it'll pop up and you can purchase it online. You know, at Amazon or something like that.
Now, some of these are, just good common sense suggestions.
Yes, they are.
Don't dangle. This is from page 31. Don't
right.
dangle.
Yeah. You don't want to dangle.
Yes.
It's for guys. I guess it could be for older women, too.
If you're a skinny guy in a bikini with worn-out elastic.
Yeah.
Don't dangle.
There's a story in there about a German guy who was wearing a Speedo. That was being worn past its time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or maybe he was past his time, but he had gotten up there in age, and his leg muscles had shrunk, but his leg holes in his Speedo had not.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Let's
just say that wasn't a remora hanging out there behind his end of his tank.
That was no octopus.
Yeah. So, but it's things what not to do. And there's some interesting little stuff, things in there. So once again, it's the Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette, Debbie and Dennis Jacobson. And we'll talk to them in a few weeks, but just Google search. You can pick up the book for some good, reading near the water. Excuse me.
Pardon me.
CJ.
All right.
He has his hand up Tony the Mermaid Muppet's backside.
Yes!
That was too much fun.
Wide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 227. The Atlantic Devil Ray has no poisonous barbs on its tail. Therefore, it is the Pope's official position that performing an exorcism is not necessary.
They just want to give you their blessing.
So please stop calling the Vatican.
If the nobles find out who you are, there'll be the devil to pay.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, it's going great, Greg. It's good to see you actually at home. You've been traveling a lot lately.
Yeah, you can say that again.
So where are you headed to next? Some exotic dive location?
Nope, actually, I'm staying a bit closer to home for a while.
Taking a break from diving?
No way. We've got a ton of great diving right around here.
You know, you really do. You're not the only lucky one, though. There are a lot of great local dive sites, pretty much no matter where you live.
That's true. Shoot, find a puddle big enough and you can dive.
Yeah, but the visibility's horrible in puddles.
So is it easier to dive locally?
Well, it's usually less expensive than traveling, but diving local doesn't mean you can be lazy about your diving habits.
What do you mean?
Well, even if you're diving a site that's your second home, you've been there a million times, you still need to do all the planning and preparation you do if you are going on a big trip.
Like what?
Well, like the dive site, you need to think through all the considerations, including what the conditions are going to be like. Are you going to be diving deep? Are there going to be temperature extremes? Is visibility going to be different than what you're used to? Are you going to do a shore dive or dive in some place that has local marine life that may be a factor? What are your local resources and what might you tap into? Things like your local aquarium that might have rules or prerequisites. You should check into those before you go. Knowing as much as you can about the dive site down the road is just as important as researching your destination.
Knowing the site probably helps with gear and surface equipment consideration too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Every dive has a unique set of conditions that you need to consider. And those include the things we just talked about. Things like temperature, navigational landmarks, potential hazards, and surface conditions. Knowing the conditions you'll face helps you make sure that you've got the appropriate gear and exposure protection, both in and out of the water.
And once you've familiarized yourself with the site and created a dive plan,
go through your gear and make sure it's ready for your plan. Has it been serviced and properly maintained? Is it working the way it's supposed to? Do you have the exposure protection you'll need? Are there any crucial accessories like a dive light or navigation reel that you might need? Just like you would when you're traveling, make a checklist and use it to prepare.
How about emergency procedures?
You should absolutely think of emergency procedures. Do you even know what the local procedures are? Do you have emergency oxygen on hand? And do you know where it is? Do you know how to use it? Is there staff on site to assist in an emergency? Or are you on your own? And if you will be the responsible person, are you up to date in your emergency training?
What about you as a diver?
And that might be the most important piece. A lot of folks think of local diving as easy diving. But you have to feel up to the local dive like you would any other. So you got to ask yourself, are you physically fit enough to dive? Are you mentally prepared to dive? And remember, it's always okay to call it off if you're not feeling up to it.
It sounds like even if you've cut the travel budget, you can't cut corners.
You've got it. It's a common mistake many divers make. They stay close to home and in familiar waters, and they get complacent. We all do it because it's human nature. You get comfortable and you get complacent. But complacency really has no place in diving, and not taking the time to plan or prepare properly for a dive, even on a site you know really well, can be the difference between a safe dive and a really bad day.
So what you're saying is that even when you're staying close to home, do your homework.
Even if it's a puddle with bad visibility.
Local diving offers a lot of adventure and opportunity to sharpen your skills. But just because you're local doesn't mean you can be lazy. No matter where you plan to submerge, take the time to do it right. Plan and prepare each dive thoroughly, regardless of where you are or how many times you've been there before. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back in the studio. Greg, your first, or Greg, the dive master, Bill, the producer. Captain Patrick is helping me out from the World of Boating radio show, and also as the Mermaid Tony Muppet Wrangler. Jimmy the Bubble Boy and CJ also in here with us today, helping us out. We just talked about a few stories. What the hell happened? The hell? Microphone just yanked out a hair of my mustache.
That was weird.
See
that was
what the
weird.
Hell? Wow.
I wish I wasn't as close as I am to see that.
That hurt.
It's like an epilady.
Ouch. Okay, anyway.
That'll teach you to take the foam off.
We are in the studio today. We have no phones. So it's just us guys and a mermaid Muppet doll hanging out. It's
Bill, don't kiss it.
Bill's trying to French kiss the puppet. Is
really?
That weird?
Look at that. Oh my God. That's just wrong. Are we getting this on video too? I hope not. Because that's disturbing right there, Bill. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Probably more excited than I should be.
Oh, boy. All right, well, let's just move on. We got some
pants.
Diving stories that we want to delve into here.
He's just retired the Muppet. He said, all right, well, that's enough of that. We've gone as far as I'm willing to go.
Yeah, just stick it on the pole. Have her sit there for a while. All right, so West Palm Beach, a spear fisherman goes diving down in West Palm, and he's enjoying his favorite pastime down there, and he noticed something in the sand.
Can I just clarify?
Is this a setup for a joke?
Is spear fishing his favorite pastime?
Well,
I just like to make sure.
In the story, he says he's done this for many years. And he
most of us are adults here.
And anyway, he notices a little piece of plastic in the sand, and being the responsible diver that he is, he's like, hey, you know, if there's garbage, I'm going to pick it up and take it out of the ocean. And so he reaches down and grabs it and realizes, like, hey, yeah, what is this? And kind of cleans it off. It's like, wow, it looks like a credit card. And it ends up, it's a JCPenney credit card. And
wow.
It's an old style one. He's like, wow, I haven't seen
maybe
one of these
for years.
Maybe
he needs slacks.
But then he looked a little bit further and he's like, wait a minute. Okay, I can.
Sansa belt.
I recognize the name on the card.
He knew whose card it was.
He knew the guy. He goes, wait a minute. I did some work for this guy. He was like a contractor or something, and sure enough, he got back to the surface, and he tracked down the work order that he had done for this guy and found the person and said, hey, I got your, he called the house, and his wife answered and says, hey, I think I have your husband's JCPenney credit card. She goes, well, that's not possible.
He's been dead for 15 years.
We don't have a JCPenney credit card.
Oh, no.
And
he was cheating on her.
It was a secret account.
And she hangs up, and I guess she tells him, she says, well, wait a minute, I did have a JCPenney credit card before I married you, and it goes back to 25 years ago, he had a JCPenney credit card, and he called the guy back and said, yeah, that was my card. So he actually returned the JCPenney credit card. It had a balance of $25,000. No,
that's not true.
That was how unique is that?
Well, that is pretty neat to not only find something, but to find something that you know who it belongs to. That happened to me once on a dive.
It did?
Yes.
What happened?
I found a wedding ring on a dive. It wasn't even a dive. We were snorkeling.
Right.
It was in Half Moon Bay on Roatan.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yes. And
you kept that and gave it to your wife to be, didn't you?
Well, close.
Oh.
We were married.
Yeah.
And I found a ring, which our rings match, and I found a ring which looked exactly like my wedding ring. And I said, my wife dropped her ring. So I grabbed it and started swimming over to her and then realized that it was mine.
It was your own ring? That you had dropped your own ring?
I had lost my ring and found it before I knew I was missing it.
Wow. That's lucky or really stupid.
I'm afraid it's some of each.
With this credit card story, because we actually, we bought this to...
the World of Boating like 3 weeks ago, but you weren't here.
Yeah.
And the balance of us didn't care.
Yeah. He found it when he was diving on the reef, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he found it in the water.
Mm-hmm.
How many years after?
25.
Okay. Yeah. What's more likely? The fact that he lifted it from his pal and just had it in his wallet for the last 25 years and realized that, oh my God, I've still got this guy's credit card?
It's not a pal.
He felt guilty.
It wasn't a pal. It's somebody he did some contracting work for that he didn't know 25 years ago.
But, okay.
He knew long enough ago to find the work order.
Unless that credit card was like 6 inches by 6 inches by 3 inches and made of lead, what are the chances of it staying in the ocean on a reef?
Well,
it's plastic. It will live forever.
Well, and here's the thing. Chances are it came out through a sewer that was dumped out in the ocean, and that's where it got
so now you're suggesting that this guy ate the guy's credit card and pooped it out into the ocean somewhere?
You said it, not me.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
This Tony the Mermaid Muppet thing's starting to creep me out. CJ's having a little bit too much fun with Tony the Mermaid Muppet during the commercial breaks.
Greg, did you say you were married?
It's starting to, you're in my bubble.
Is there a...
You're in my bubble, Tony. Quit it.
Is there a Mrs. Dive Master?
Yeah.
Are you happily married? Just asking.
Yeah. I'm fine.
You're
cute. I'm good. Quit it. Just stop it.
I like older men.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right, so the Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette. I forgot to mention this from earlier, but I did read this
in
preparation for the story or the interview today, and then we lost our phone line, so we had to reschedule. But there was a segment in here I wanted to bring up here to the gang because it talks about how... You know, there's two types of divers in the world, those who pee in their wetsuits and those who lie about it. right? We all know this.
I got to swim in that stuff.
Yeah. Good point. Sorry, mermaid. However, it kind of points out something that I thought that was obvious. I didn't know that had to be written down. But yes. They said if you're going to, you know, urinate in your wetsuit, which divers do, it's a known fact, that you shouldn't do it after you get up on the dive boat. And I'm like, how many people are urinating their wetsuit after they're, you know, back up on the dive boat?
Apparently enough.
I didn't think that was something that had to be, I don't know. Have you guys done this?
Sometimes we get excited.
My nickname
Wait, is that CJ or the mermaid Muppet there?
Bladder control.
Yeah, bladder control. But I would think that would be a no-brainer that you wouldn't want to do that.
I would have to agree. I would say that that's not the sort of thing which is...
It would be frowned upon, and it would be pretty obvious, too,
frowned
I think.
Upon and frowned at.
Now, what I will say... I have witnessed is that when you've gotten up after a dive, every once in a while, you can tell that somebody had obviously urinated in their wetsuit right before they got back up on the boat.
What if they were trying to help a jellyfish sting?
Well, that could have been their excuse. That would have been excuse. The one they'd pull out of their arses to cover them. if that happened, but you know, I just chalked it up like, okay. So,
or what if you saw the Kraken and it scared you?
Maybe.
Oh my God, the Kraken!
Yeah. Okay.
Oops.
You're just getting your excuses in line now, CJ.
He's had them ready for a while.
Think of a way it might be okay.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know that's okay, but it points out that if you're going to do that, do it at least 5 minutes before you're coming up out of the water, so you don't have. That scenario.
That's what safety stops
are
for.
That's exactly what safety stops are for. You don't want to get back on the boat with a full bladder. I think it expands.
Scientifically.
Check the science. I'm pretty sure.
Actually, it's liquid. It doesn't expand. So technically, that's not accurate. So, but the point is...
What if you drank something with bubbles in it?
If you drank something with bubbles in it.
A soft drink?
Beer? Well, I don't know. That's good. It'd be in your stomach.
Champagne.
But no champagne. No drinking and diving.
No, but, I'm not saying that you did right then, but you hadn't peed since you'd done it last.
No, it just, nope. Well, the bottom line, 5 minutes. And then that time it gives you time to kind of wash out your wetsuit. So
the lesson we've learned on this is don't stay down current from Greg while at your safety stop.
I will say this. I'm not going to say who in this room, but I have seen a technique where everybody surfaces and then somebody goes, oh, you know what? The water looks so nice. While we're waiting for the others, I'm just going to go ahead and take a little swim.
Yeah, well, that's
and jumps code. Back in, you know.
That's a proper etiquette code. That is actually in the book. That's what you
okay,
do.
Okay, so that's an advanced move.
You tell the
move.
dive guide that, oh, yeah, mind if I jump back in? It feels really nice out here today. Oh, sure. That's code for I gotta go.
Is it okay to float the buoy while you're on that swim?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, be downstream. But there you are. I didn't realize you had to point out the fact that maybe you shouldn't, if you're going to go on your wetsuit, you should do it in the water. Don't wait till you get on the boat and then, like, realize, oh, wait, there's no head. Ah, what the heck? Let it go. Because it'll go out the pants legs.
And it could be a slipping hazard.
Yes.
Doesn't that attract sharks?
No.
No, that's a myth.
Well, right. No.
Yeah, it's a myth.
No.
Attracts
barracuda.
Ah, right. Exactly. And various forms of fungus. Actually, it kills them, probably. I don't know. But anyway, there you go. More information about urinating in your wetsuit.
I think it actually attracts.
And you probably wanted to hear.
It attracts mermaid Muppets.
You think?
Yeah.
Why do you say such?
Because this one was all over you.
Dug it. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, they're kind of kinky that way, I guess.
Maybe it's because they can't pee that they are envious of us because we do.
Says who? I'm peeing right now.
I think she just marked her territory, CJ.
Oh, great.
Wow. Oh, boy.
You might want to check the back of your left shoulder.
All right. Maybe we should talk about more entertaining things, like the places where I'm going. You know, I'm going on some pretty amazing dive trips.
Oh, tell us.
Please. Please. Where are you going?
Dominica. And, oh, did I forget to mention the fact that I've just scheduled a trip to the Maldives? I did, didn't I? Well, make sure I rub that in hour two and tell you how you can join us in Dominica, the Maldives.
You son of a bitch.
And Saba. Hate me now.
You
hate me forever.
Bastard.
All right, that's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail, you know how to wail here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we look here, now we can fuck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.